This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said over the past 11 years his government has been working hard for the betterment of each and every citizen of society and giving them all kinds of benefits of schemes without any discrimination, which is true governance and true secularism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Rashtra Prerna Sthal in Lucknow on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Prime Minister Modi said Rashtra Prerna Sthal will serve as a tribute to the life, ideals and enduring legacy of one of India's most revered statesmen, whose leadership left a profound impact on the nation's democratic, political and developmental journey.
Ye Rashtra Prerna Sthal hame sandesh deta hai ki hamara har kadam, har pag, har prayas rashtra nirman ke liye samarpit ho. Sabka prayas hi viksit Bharat ke sankalp ko siddh karega. Main Lucknow ko, Uttar Pradesh ko, pure desh ko is aadhunik prerna sthali ki badhai deta hu.
In his public address, the Prime Minister said that saturation of government schemes is the motto of his government and now crores of poor citizens are gaining benefit from them. Remembering Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee on the occasion, the Prime Minister said he took many initiatives which changed the development scenario of the country. Our correspondent reports that constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees and spread across an expansive area of 65 acres, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, national service, cultural consciousness and public inspiration. The nation is paying homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at his Samadhi, Sadaiv Atal, in the national capital. A prayer meeting was organized at his Samadhi this morning. On the occasion, the Abhyudaya Madhya Pradesh Growth Summit was organized in Gwalior. Addressing the gathering, Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah appreciated the development initiatives and governance efforts of the Madhya Pradesh government. Foundation stones were laid and development projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees were inaugurated on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu today released the constitution in the Santhali language at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the President said it is a matter of pride and joy for all Santhali people that the Constitution is now available in the Santhali language, written in the Olchiki script. The President said the centenary of the Olchiki script is being celebrated this year. She appreciated the Union Minister of Law and Justice and his team for bringing the Constitution in Olchiki script in its centenary year. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan thanked President Murmu for the initiative under whose guidance it was undertaken. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tribute to Mahamana Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya on his birth anniversary. In a social media message, Mr. Shah said that Malviya ji believed education to be the fundamental mantra of social reform. He noted that through the establishment of the Banaras Hindu University, Mahamana inspired the youth towards modern education rooted in Indian cultural values. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have extended their greetings to all citizens on the occasion of Christmas today. The Navi Mumbai International Airport commenced commercial flight operations from today, marking a key milestone for India's civil aviation sector. The airport will expand air travel capacity for the Mumbai metropolitan region. And with that, we end this news bulletin.